Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and joining me in studio today is Madalena Kazushka, Community Relations Coordinator at Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community. Madalena, good to see you. How are you today?
Hello, Jordan. I'm fine, thank you, and good to be here.
Yes. Well, lots to talk about. And for those not familiar, though, with Yorkton Crossing, tell us a bit about the building and the community that's over there.
So Yorkton Crossing, it's a retirement community. We have 79 suites. We host independent, assisted, and heavy care. We are a thriving community. We're pretty much full. It's a lot of fun to live there, and we love it.
Yeah, and what's really neat too, the Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community, again, it's on Morrison for those not familiar. It's really become like a community center in a lot of ways, and not just for the people that live there either. You're often opening up the doors, letting the public to come on in for special events, things like that, right?
Yes, and everybody's welcome to come and visit us, have a meal, have lunch or supper with us, and enjoy all the many activities we have going on.
Great stuff. Lots of ongoing things, too. Tell us a bit about some of the stuff that's, well, ongoing, coming up, and all the rest.
So after Remembrance Day, right away, we started our annual food drive.
Okay.
It's going to be until November 30th, so until the end of the month. Everybody is welcome to bring a non-perishable food item to our building to the front desk.
Sure.
And you also get to enter a draw for a beautiful Christmas basket.
Ooh, nice. So a Christmas, anyone can drop those goods off. Someone visiting a loved one can do that too. Just anyone that lives nearby, hey?
Anyone that lives nearby, anyone in Yorkton and the area, we are on 348 Morrison Drive. Just stop by, have coffee, and drop a food item. All the proceeds of our food drive are going to go this year to the Soup Haven.
Oh, great. So going to the Soup Haven, very good cause. And again, people can drop those off during the month of November down to Yorkton Crossing. Now, some of the things that are happening down at Yorkton Crossing, this is rather unique in that I don't know if I've seen this group come down to Yorkton Crossing, but what's going on with Paper Bag Players later on?
Oh, we are so excited. So on December 2nd, we are going to have Paper Bag Players production. It's a new production. It's called the Savannah Sipping Society. It's a comedy. It's a light comedy. They are going to premiere in our community. First show is going to be at 2, and second show is at 6:30. And the tickets are only $5 plus a food item for our food drive. It's going to be a fantastic day. It's going to be a Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. We're going to offer refreshments. We're going to have a big crowd. Seating is limited, so please call for your tickets as soon as possible. It's only $5.
Oh, great. Now, have Paper Bag Players ever done a performance at Yorkton Crossing before?
No, it's the first time, and we are so excited because we are building a stage there, and our residents are so excited, and we're working with them to make it a wonderful event.
Yeah, no, that's great. Again, a drama production put on by Paper Bag Players. December 2nd, lots of fun, two different showings. So obviously the residents, they're more than able to come on down, watch the show, but really anyone for that matter outside of Yorkton Crossing can come to, such as even myself. I could come down, bring my family as long as I got those tickets ahead of time.
Everybody's welcome. Of course, our residents are there, their families, their friends, and anybody in Yorkton can purchase tickets and come and watch the production.
Awesome. How did this all come about? Did they approach you? Did you approach them? How did that work?
I approached them.
Yeah.
And our first contact was unbelievably successful. We were so excited, both sides. They loved the idea. I loved having them there. And This is going to be just our first time, but not the last time. So we are looking to a long collaboration with the paperback players.
Excellent. Now, what other sorts of entertainment can sometimes happen down at Yorkton Crossing? Different groups, performances, choirs? Like, tell us a bit about some of the other groups that have sometimes popped by Yorkton Crossing.
Oh, in December, we are going to have so much fun. We are going to sing carols with so many different choirs. It's going to be wonderful. First of all, The Rock.
Apparently, yes, a group of us along with, well, we'll have more information on this a bit later on, but yes, The Rock's going to be popping by Yorkton Crossing too, and some listeners as well, if they'd like to pop on by and sing with us. We'll have more details on that in the coming weeks, but yeah, we're excited to come on down and, well, bless the residents with the better and not so better singing voices of our staff. So that should be lots of fun later on in December. If someone's listening right now and is part of maybe a church choir or just even a community choir of some kind, can they reach out to you and maybe book a time that they can come on down and sing too? Are you looking for more choirs to come?
Of course they can reach out to us. You can call my cell phone number anytime at 306-516-7806.
Okay.
You can call the front desk 782-0005 and just get in contact with me, Madalina Kazushka, or with Bonnie.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. We have lots of choirs coming. We also have the regional high school choir coming.
Oh.
And we look forward to that. We look forward to singing carols with them. It's going to be a great event.
Oh, this is great because, yes, some people who live at Yorkton Crossing, they have their vehicles. They can travel out to some of the different concerts that will be happening in the community. Others may be limited in their mobility, so being able to bring shows to them, all the better.
Yes, we are really excited to have like a theater company coming to our place, to have different choirs, to have different singers and players. We have the square dancers are they're coming all the time every month to dance at our place. There are lots of bands and singers that they come to entertain us. So it's going to be a really busy month.
Excellent. Again, joining us here on All You Ever Wanted to Know is Madalina Kazushka, Community Relations Coordinator for Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community. We'll take a quick commercial break, but more on some of the things happening at Yorkton Crossing on All You Ever Wanted to Know after this. And we're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Madalina Kazushka is our guest, Community Relations Coordinator for Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community. Lots going on in the month of December and just lots of regular activities going on too on a weekly, monthly basis as well. And one of those things that you started this fall, Madalina, was Zumba. How has Zumba been going with some of the folks down at, Yorkton Crossing and also New Horizons, right?
Right now we are dancing at New Horizons every second Friday of the month. It's been going great. We're having so much fun. So we've been going on it in October, in November. This coming Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning is going to be our class. And the last class is going to be 2 weeks in December. It's always on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. We are sponsoring the Zumba Gold at New Horizons. The group is growing and we are having so much fun. The word is out in the community and more people are joining us. And the music is great. And we're learning how to salsa, how to mambo, how to do reggaeton. Merengue. There's so many steps. We're also doing Bollywood dancing.
Oh, wow.
It is a hoot.
Now, I'm curious, does Zumba require someone to have like a partner as well? Or can this all be done just solo? Or how does it work in that way?
Actually, we're dancing on our own.
On your own, okay.
Yes, as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And we're learning the steps, the dance steps. And then with the music, it's fantastic. It's so much fun. We are having a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. And it's just one of the many things that happens alongside Yorkton Crossing with New Horizons Senior Center, a great partnership just to keep seniors busy and moving, hey?
Yes, and the feedback has been great. We're already talking about starting again in January, so next year, and continue for the winter. I think it's a great program, and it's a good sponsorship and fundraiser for New Horizons.
Great. Now, as for Yorkton Crossing, we've talked about the busy month that's coming up over December, and we'll dive into that a little bit more in just a moment. But also for some people I know, this time of year can be, well, difficult in terms of, you know, the stresses that sometimes can happen, or often as much as it's about bringing people together with family, there's others who kind of have to just live through the season all by themselves. It might be a harder time for them. Yorkton Crossing, you welcome people from the public just to come through the doors, maybe visit with some of the residents that, well, could just use maybe cheering up or just a conversation, hey?
Yes, please do. And not only having a coffee and some dainties, and especially now with the Christmas baking,
sure,
we have a lot of goodies. But also, you can just come for lunch and supper, bring a friend. If not, we are your friends there. Just let us know. I would like to come for lunch, and come and experience the great food we're having there, and the great friendship, like atmosphere.
Absolutely, that's great. So let's go back though to a couple things that are happening ongoing at Yorkton Crossing throughout the month of November. Once again, a food drive is going on, right?
The food drive is going on. It's going to be until November 30th. Anybody is welcome to come through our doors and donate for it's a noble cause. It's for the Soup Haven.
Mm-hmm.
We also accept donations in cash.
Sure.
So you can bring either a food item or cash.
Okay, great. And then also to bring that food drive to a close, the big event with Paper Bag Players, December 2nd.
December 2nd, two shows at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 6:30 in the evening. It's only $5 a ticket. We are going to have refreshments. We are going to open the doors half an hour before the show.
Sure.
Just for people to visit and to enjoy our refreshments. It's going to be great. We are so excited. It's the first time the Paper Bag Players are coming to our place. And it's a new show in Yorkton. So the premiere of the Savannah Sipping Society is taking place at Yorkton Crossing.
Cool. $5 a ticket that needs to be provided or accompanied with a food item to help out the food bank drive that is going on as well. And people need to act fast as well to get those tickets, because there's limited spacing available, because there will be the residents at Yorkton Crossing in the crowd, but also then those few seats as well in just the general public can come on out and grab those tickets. Best way to do that is to come by in person. Call Madalena. What's the best way?
The best way is to call me. So
sure.
You, Madalena Kazushka, and call the front desk at 782-0005 and ask for me.
Sure.
Or call my cell phone, 306-516-7806, and I will be selling the tickets.
Great. And if people do want to come down, sounds like a lot of choirs and musical performances will be ongoing. Most of those, are they happening in the afternoon, in the evening, or is it a little mix of everything?
In the evening, in the afternoon, in the weekend, could be Sunday, could be Saturday, could be Thursday.
Okay.
So there's always something going on.
Great. So, well, Madalena, was there anything else you want to get out there about Yorkton Crossing today?
Oh, just that we're so excited to welcome everybody who would like to come and enjoy our community. And by all means, all it takes is just come through our doors.
Yes, it is a retirement community, but it's really a community center for the entire public. And again, thanks so much, Madalena, for coming on the program and telling us about all the things happening at Yorkton Crossing.
Thank you, Jordan. See you next month.
It's all you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.